This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the DJV program, how do you do? Thinking about the day, that's good. Today is Monday, the 18th of November, starting the week off. You think you're getting your message across? I hope you are. If you're in business for yourself, it's a wonderful way. It's tough sometimes. We have problems, those of us who are in business for ourselves, but it's more rewarding, I think, than it just depends on the context of you, your life, what you want out of life, that sort of thing. Some people don't want to have the responsibility of running a business, but others who do find it very rewarding. Whatever your case, good day to you from the Good Day Gang, in a manner of speaking. Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, with a focus once again on Mayhem Monday, Monday Madness, this time in Fresno, California. Jennifer?
Yeah, if you're not familiar, Fresno's in central California. It's in between southern and northern California.
The ag capital, sort of.
That's true.
That area, yeah.
And there was a group of family and friends who were gathered in a backyard on Sunday to watch a football game when a gunman walked up and began shooting. That person killed four people and wounded six others. About 35 to 40 people were at the house, including several children, when the suspect, who still remains on the loose, started shooting into a crowd, according to police. First responders.
Kind of like a tailgate party for a football game, something like that?
Yeah, football viewing party. Yeah. First responders arrived at the home around 8 p.m. after receiving multiple 911 calls and found three people down and several others suffering from gunshot wounds. The officers immediately began performing CPR. There was no immediate indication how the suspect knew the victims or if he knew the victims. The four men who died were between the ages of 25 and 30, and three of them were pronounced dead at the party. The other was transported to a hospital in the area where he died of his injuries. Five additional victims were taken to community regional medical center with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. One other man was taken to a different hospital, and he's being treated for what they are describing as a graze wound. This is so bizarre, and until police literally were going door-to-door looking for surveillance footage, a lot of people have those Ring doorbells to try to get more information. There were no history of calls for police at the home where the shooting took place. It was relatively quiet. And now the search for the motive is ongoing. Whether or not this was someone who knew this family or knew someone at the party and was looking for retribution, or if this was some bit of random violence.
Yeah. It's
horrible.
Well, it is, but we talk about it and it just... I found it interesting that Roger Stone has been found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress. That's not anything new for people who congressional investigators want to get. And he was pretty easy. He's pretty arrogant and pretty confident. So
What they want to get you for. They'll get you for
You for something else. Right. So what does he get as a result of his conviction? Is he going to jail?
I don't know. I'm sure he will probably see some jail time unless he appeals. They still have to sentence him, and they still, I'm sure.
But they're not going to sentence him until next February.
Well, that's only... Think about it. It's only 2 months away.
Well, but if he's guilty of this, he could disappear in 2 months. He'd disappear in 2 days.
I think they got his passport and everything, right? Because he's a flight risk.
Yeah, but you can still get out if you have the means. You can do most anything you want.
I don't know, but Jen, you would know the answer to this. I'm not sure. So he was found guilty on seven counts or five counts? Is that worse than what they found Michael Cohen guilty of? Because Michael Cohen got 3 years, right, in the adult day camp up there?
Yeah, but Michael Cohen went for more than process crimes. Michael Cohen went for his own taxi business, in addition to the stuff that he went to.
Okay.
I mean, most of the stuff you heard about with Trump was actually the most inconsequential. The stuff that they really got him for was his business practices. That's what sent him away. No. Roger Stone, I think they'd probably try to make an example of him, but it's very possible that Trump could also, you know, take away his sentence, which is...
What?
Issue,
give him... Trump could... what do they do? What do they call it when he... or a president can commute the sentence, or... They let you out of jail.
Pardon him? President.
That would not be a good look, though. Wow. Uh-huh.
He could, because what this is...
Trump cares about good looks?
No. And honestly, what they got him for was... It's all the trumped up stuff. Nothing with WikiLeaks. Yeah, exactly. Nothing. They weren't able to find anything solid. So what did they go after him for? They go after him for his big loud mouth, and that's what he got convicted on.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would.
He's a jerk. He's a complete jerk. But you don't send people to jail, hopefully, for being a jerk. That is the case of being.
Well, but he was found guilty, though, for lying to Congress, which I have no idea if that's what that means. Witness tampering, that's a real thing. And obstructing a congressional committee,
right,
I don't know.
They're all process things that probably every member of Congress is now guilty of.
Guilty of that stuff. Speaking of being guilty, Rodney Reed was supposed to be executed on Friday, but the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has extended an indefinite stay. Because and by the way, this is a unanimous vote to recommend a 3-month reprieve for him in light of new evidence that raises doubts about his guilt. Once again, a black man convicted of something. This is becoming an old story, but at least
Kim Kardashian was there
in jail,
when it happened.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, right. Well, she's big on trying to get these people to retry. And there's also something, I saw another TV show or something that focused on this. There are people that are just working on getting people out of jail that are not guilty.
Well, the
Innocence
Project, I follow them on social media, and that's John Grisham's, he started that foundation, and John Grisham, the author, also a lawyer, people, may have read his books, he's pretty popular, but anyway, so he started this Innocence Project, and so I kind of heard about Rodney Reed through social media, and then Kim Kardashian was on it, and everybody else has been talking about it, but the thing that's really heartbreaking about this, not only has Rodney Reed said all along that he has maintained his innocence, but that the reason that the Texas Board of the Parole, the reason they gave him the stay of execution was they found that there's potentially exonerating evidence that has been suppressed.
It's hidden.
That it's sitting there.
Yeah.
It's just unfathomable. It's like, wait a minute, what country do we live in again?
It's just we're back to this black
our justice system
individual
is so
and
unjust.
White prosecutors and cops. There was another incident where I've forgotten where it was, I've become immune. This is kind of like talking about impeachment and Trump and all these other things, get numb to it after a while.
Well, we shouldn't get numb to this.
I know we shouldn't,
Victoria,
but we do. We have become numb to it. The guns and all the shootouts, that kind of stuff. We shouldn't be numb to that either. I saw a couple of white cops yank some black guy out of a car somewhere, and I can't remember where it was, but I looked at it, and it was all over social media. I don't remember where it took place. But there's just so many. It's like these people all over Rotunda. And what has happened sometimes is that we go overboard the other way, and where there really is guilt or there really is evidence that proves that these people are wrongdoers, it gets set aside in some jurisdictions because they don't want to get into the controversy, the social controversies. So we don't have justice. It's just very discouraging. Speaking of justice, Prince Andrew. Wow. This BBC interview, if you didn't see it, or outtakes of it, he looks like an absolute fool. A clown.
Apparently, I know earlier in the show we mentioned that Prince Andrew, part of his defense was the girl accused him of, well, the girl who was 17 at the time, she was basically sex trafficked to Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein and other people. That's what her claim is in her lawsuit. He said, well, it couldn't have been me because she said that while they were dancing at the club in London that he was sweaty. And he said, I had an overdose of adrenaline when I was a helicopter pilot and I have a medical condition that prevents me from sweating. Cue every picture post his time in the military of him sweating profusely all over social media. Yeah.
The fact that he's even talking, he should have just shut up. Why he's out there? Ugh,
right.
God.
So my son, who gets into things like this and has sources that I don't even understand, said to me that there's evidence that Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew were together at least 17 times on that island that belongs
to
Epstein.
That's been a widely reported story for years.
Really?
Well, about the reporter, what's her, Amy Robach, is her?
Robach.
Yeah. She doesn't she say on the hot mic,
we had Clinton, we had everything.
Right. Yeah. Well, look, is anyone surprised by Clinton?
Why do you think that's the story that Hillary killed him? Because that's why those memes are going around the internet. Whether it's, you know, whether there's anything to that or not, it's because Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew were the people with the highest level of fame and notoriety that were directly connected to this guy multiple times.
Do you think Hillary Clinton actually likes Bill? Because if I were her and he was, you know, about to get caught up in this thing, I'd be like, maybe I just let him go.
How many times did she stick with them? That's why I don't think she's a great role model for women, actually. I've always said that, because I don't think she really prioritizes herself or her daughter above what goes on personally with her.
Meanwhile, Kevin McCarthy, who is from California, Republican congressman, has made a demand to ABC, wants more information over their decision not to run the story on Jeffrey Epstein. What's going to come of that?
Nothing. ABC is going to admit, oh, yeah, we killed the story because the royal family sent us a nasty letter. The queen sent us a handwritten letter on stationery. I mean, come on. No one's going to admit that.
Yeah. It could have been John Lithgow, though, you know, acting on behalf of the queen. Do you see, by the way, the Grisham? Did you see the trailers for the movie about Ailes that's coming out? With all these high visibility stars, John Lithgow plays Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
And the way they've got him made up, it is amazing.
Russell Crowe played him, or is that a different one?
He played him on the television show.
Oh.
But this is a movie that's coming out in theaters in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, this is the one with Charlize Theron.
And
high forehead.
I didn't want to call her that, but I couldn't remember.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, and Margot Robbie. Yeah.
Margot Robbie. Yeah. Margot Robbie's all over the place. She was in I saw her in a trailer. I went to see Charlie's Angels, which, by the way, despite what anybody says, the stuff that the critics say, and I say this knowing, the bad guy in the movie is Jonathan Tucker, who's a friend of mine, but it's a fun.
How much is he in it?
He's pretty. He gets it. Let's just say he gets it in the end. He's in it a lot.
I didn't say that. How much is he in the movie?
He's in it a lot. He starts off chasing them around, and then he has not one word of dialogue, though. I didn't know that. He didn't tell me that. He doesn't have one word, not one word of dialogue in the whole movie.
That sounds so bizarre.
He's all tatted up and looks really... You know, knowing him, you get kind of a kick out of Vernon.
You're waiting for your friend to talk the whole time you're watching the movie?
Yeah, and he doesn't have a word. He doesn't have not one line.
It seems like he should have told his friends and family that.
Yeah, I don't know. He just said he wanted to know what I thought about it when he sent me the text. I told him I was going to go on Thursday.
Did
and
he
so
say, how's my acting? His dialogue is amazing.
It's good, but yeah, it was pretty funny. Here's something that's very serious for those people who are suffering from all kinds of aches and pains. The serious relief comes from Joint Formula 14. Joint Formula pretty much says what it's all about when it comes to aching your joints, pains, that sort of thing. And the 14 means in 14 days, if you don't find complete relief or pretty close to it, you get your money back. You can go to achefree.live right now, achefree.live, and treat yourself to something that will make you feel your very best. And you can get the deal, the special buy one, get one free offer on Sierra Sil's Leaps and Bounds, which is pretty much the same formula, but it's for your pet instead of you. So you take care of your pet. Well, I take care of Daisy May with this. It's all natural. It's very good for you, very good for the dogs. It's give your pet the same thing that you take so that the pets, we all know, as they get older, they get a little achy as well. Achefree.live, special buy one, get one free offer. Check it out. Feel better with Joint Formula 14, achefree.live. That's the website. Special offers and a lot more. Use the DJV code, achefree.live. That's achefree.live. 21 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Hi. Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Like a movie, all not a movie, but a musical. Wanted,
what to be wanted? I'll never want the London streets alone.
This is from the soundtrack for the upcoming film adaptation of Cats, which is getting a lot of promotional buzz as well. It's Taylor Swift who sings this ballad called Beautiful Ghosts. Does this sound like Taylor Swift to you when I first...
I have to say, I'm a fan of Taylor Swift, but I didn't think she could sing like this. I was kind of impressed when I heard this.
Yep. The feature hits theaters on the 20th of next month. The track was actually written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Taylor Swift together. The video discussing the making of Beautiful Ghosts is out. Swift says, quote, there was an ambition and an aspiration to have an original song in that movie. Lloyd Webber said he played the song's music for Swift. He said, I'll do the lyric, and you did it then, and there more or less, I don't understand
the
that.
Video's anyway. The video is Andrew Lloyd Webber and Taylor Swift are together with Tom Hooper, who's the director, and they're talking about how the song came about. Andrew Lloyd Webber had the melody, and he said to Taylor, if you want to write the lyrics
to it.
Then she wrote the lyrics right in front of him on the spot, and he was very impressed by that.
Huh. She's pretty clever. She's very good at this sort of thing,
she's
right?
She's written everything pretty much that she's ever done since she was like 15 or 16, so.
All of her bad breakups with all the boys, that's all.
She's written about a few other things. Occasionally. But I mean, obviously she's got a lot of experience in her.
So she's in the film as well, right?
Yeah.
She has a small part,
Yeah.
The interesting thing is she's not playing the character who actually sings this song. That character's name is Victoria, and there's a British...
Jessica Hayward is the...
Yes, she's the British theater star. She's the one who will sing this song in the movie, and then Taylor's version will play over the credits.
But I saw in this trailer, Jennifer Hudson is in this. Mm-hmm. James Corden is in this. Idris Elba is in it. Judi Dench is in it. Ian McKellen is in it. And really, what a cast.
Yeah.
I wish that the trailer looked better to me because it's got the
trailer creeps
cast.
Me out.
It is creepy. I don't really want to see it, but with all the people in it,
I feel like it should.
Yeah, it is creepy. You're right about that. That's a good word for it. It's very creepy looking. All right, next up, musically, here on the DJV program, our musical, say it again, the musical portion of the program, Train, has teamed up with Skylar Grey on a new track, single called My Ties. Is it about the drink or is it about something else?
Yep, no, cocktail. Right. I feel like you have to have a Mai Tai on your way to Hawaii.
So it premiered on Magnum PI.
Yep.
It's kind of unusual, isn't it? Something like that to be on a television show? That was pretty interesting.
Well, I think, I don't know. That happens every once in a while. Shows will team up with an artist, and then Train, the front man for Train, Pat Monahan, he was actually played himself on the episode.
So it kind of all comes
full circle. I think a lot of shows do that now. It's extra publicity.
Sure it is. Yeah. That show is doing actually quite well, considering it's a revival of the old Tom Selleck Magnum P.I., the guy who plays Magnum is a kid named Jay Fernandez. I didn't really know him. I've seen him in a few movies since then. And then Higgins is played by a woman, a British lady. I don't remember what her name is. It's an interesting combination. There's good chemistry between the two of them on the show, actually. So there it is. Musical overview on a couple of items here at 28 after the hour on the DJB program. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797. For 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick, call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 people shot at a backyard football party in Fresno, California last evening. 4 people dead, several others wounded. Police say they don't have a suspect in custody yet.
We have no suspect information at this time, no vehicle information, but obviously we're working on that right now.
Fresno Police Lieutenant Bill Dooley there saying they don't have much to go on, but they'll canvass the neighborhood, hoping to find any potential surveillance video. U.S. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says President Trump's recent pardons of 2 Army officers who've been accused of war crimes is good for troop morale. The Louisiana Republican telling Fox News he's heard from service members who always felt they needed a team of attorneys before they could return fire on the battlefield. Scalise suggesting thanks to the pardons, troops no longer have to fear repercussions. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Monday the 16th plus 2, which would mean it's November 18th. Hello. Here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I was talking to a friend of mine who is a radio advisor, perhaps the best radio advisor in the country. And one of the things we were talking about was how we approach things. The way he described this program as a way for people who listen to know that all is right with the world, even though we're talking about things that are disruptive sometimes and disheartening. But, you know, basically speaking, if two people who have different points of view, like Victoria and Jennifer, can have intelligent, articulate discussions about some of these issues, the political issues, and we, at the end of the day, when it's all done, they are friends, they respect each other.
We love each other.
That sets the tone. Yeah, we do. We all love each other. We set the tone that way for what I think is the way to discuss issues. I didn't get a kick out of it. I saw that somebody who's on a station in Denver got fired over the weekend because of his anti-Trump rhetoric. And there's so much of that kind of stuff around today. It used to be, well, it just, in my mind, I've been doing this for a long time, it doesn't have any place here. If we can't be expressing ourselves and say what we think, then we're in danger in terms of conversation. And so I am here respectfully to bring you discussion about some of the serious issues of the day and some of the other things that are going on that aren't so serious, like what's going on with NASCAR. I got a kick out of all the attention that was paid to NASCAR this weekend because, well, not because, but sort of in light of that Ford Ferrari movie, which I think was the number one movie of the weekend.
It was, and, by a lot, $31 million it made.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then the attention was paid to NASCAR in Miami over the weekend. They're moving to Phoenix this weekend. It's big stuff, big deal. But that the movie, I wonder sometimes when you focus, it's kind of like if you buy a red car, then you start seeing red cars everywhere. You know, I haven't paid much attention to NASCAR, even though it's big. A lot of listeners really are very interested in it. And I didn't pay any, haven't paid any attention until this weekend. I didn't, my son and I both wanted to see the Ford Ferrari movie. We just didn't have time to over the weekend. I'll try to catch it sometime this week because it is supposed to be fun. And the two stars are very likable for sure. So anyway, but also with regard to that, I've said this before about the Charlie's Angels movie, even though it didn't do what they had hoped it would do, it's a fun, good movie with lots of stars in it. So, you know, it's like any of these other action kind of flicks. It's just fun. Meanwhile, something not so fun, the Costco situation. Victoria, yeah. What's going on with this scam?
Well, unfortunately, this is a scam a lot of people have fallen for already. It's if you see a $75 Costco coupon that's floating around on Facebook or Twitter, as tempting as it may be, do not bite. And Costco has come out now with a pretty serious warning saying that this has nothing, it's a total scam. It has nothing to do with Costco itself. And it originated on Facebook as a post that was prompting users to fill out multiple surveys in order to receive a coupon for Costco's 50th anniversary. Now, once you finish the survey, users are then redirected to a web page that then encouraged them to input a lot of personal information, your name, your address, birth dates, phone numbers, all kinds of stuff. This is why Costco is saying everyone needs to stop. This is a total scam to get your personal information. It has nothing to do with Costco. And in the end, even though they keep promising you, oh, you're going to get your reward, you're going to get your coupon to save $75 at Costco, it never comes. And so, essentially, all you're doing is just giving away all of your private information, and no one knows who is actually behind this scam. This is just some other way of fishing your information out, and some people have actually even clipped and posted this fake coupon that looks like it's legitimate, and but it's totally not. So just be very, very careful. If you hear anybody saying, "Hey, I found out a coupon for $75 on Facebook or Twitter," make sure that you tell everyone you know. Don't click on it because it's just we have no idea where your information, where your data is going, and that's part of the big problem.
You know, one of the things that I realized over the weekend is how much things have changed. I've owned houses here in Los Angeles. Well, I started coming here in the winter of 1993 and have been coming here every winter since then. Last year I didn't spend as much time here because there was so much going on back on the farm, but I'm back here. I've owned three homes here, and I sold the last one 4 years ago, and I rented a couple of years. And normally when you rent here, just two-page document, you fill it out, and that's, you know, they check you out, and that's the end of it. So there's so much scamming going on that now there is a new thing called Rent Spree that I had to fill out yesterday. It took me an hour and a half to fill out this thing, and there was so much information that was required. I was uncomfortable, very uncomfortable, filling out the form online and sending it in because of all of the stuff that goes on.
Now, this is your application to rent the house?
Yeah, right. And the guy said, okay, well, listen, you don't want to fill it out, then we'll go to the next guy. Because, and so I was very uncomfortable doing it, but there's so much of that stuff around. You're right, Victor, so much of it. It's appalling. Turkey returning the American ISIS member. So what are we going to do with this guy?
That's a very good question. I don't know why this isn't a very big national story. We have a known member of ISIS who is he in custody? We don't know. Where is he?
Right. Nobody knows where he is.
But he's on U.S. soil. We know that.
Yeah. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. Here's the story from Michigan, where two brothers went out hunting over the weekend. One of them shot the other one, mistaking his brother for a deer. I'm trying to figure out how that is part of it. Anyway, the brother wasn't killed.
Ask Cheney.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought of when I saw this. You know, you always go back to that. That's the way you revert to that reality. They didn't find the deer. He escaped without getting shot. The only one who got shot was the brother. So, I don't know. I'm not a fan of this kind of hunting anyway, but it just shows you, if this is hunting season, just be careful. Everybody should be wearing those green jackets and vests, or orange jackets and vests, very dangerous, especially if it's foggy or cloudy or dark or getting dark. Words to the wise on the DJV program at 41 after the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. When it comes to fighting cancer, it's important to distinguish between myth and fact. In terms of a link between alcohol consumption and cancer, a recent study reveals that one or more drinks per day can increase the risk of breast cancer recurrence.
We do know that alcohol is metabolized to estrogen in women. So there seems to be some small association between the alcohol intake and breast cancer risk in women in a postmenopausal setting.
Oncologist Dr. Timothy Moynihan says the idea that sugar feeds cancer is mostly a myth.
There is an effect known as the Warburg effect, and that if we actually starve healthy cells and starve cancer cells, the cancer cells are more likely to die without the presence of sugar around.
So if you're getting a reasonable healthy diet, Dr. Moynihan says there's nothing wrong with enjoying a sweet now and again. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it works. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
How likely is it that you actually believe the weather forecast that you get either online, or maybe you listen on the radio to the weather forecaster, or you watch it on television, maybe you go to the weather channel to find out what the weather is going to be in your local area? Let's find out what really is going on here. Kevin Petty joins us, Director of Science and Forecasting Operations, the public-private partnerships that they have at IBM's The Weather Company. Dr. Petty, welcome to the DJV program, the new weather system that IBM has announced. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. This new weather system called IBM Graph is a new global high-resolution forecast model that updates quite frequently. It updates every hour on a global scale. And with this new type of information that we're bringing to the table, people around the world will have enhanced information to make better decisions about how they protect themselves or their property. And one of the key aspects about this technology is the fact that it takes an IBM Power 9 supercomputer to run this model. The supercomputer allows us to run the model very quickly and at really high resolution.
Well, one of the things that I'm really interested in, I think the average person is especially listening to the radio, because weather is a great source. We need the radio for weather information. But I don't think the average person listening knows where the forecast actually comes from. They see pictures or they hear descriptions, but they don't know where the forecaster gets his or her information. Where does that come from?
Yeah, that is absolutely an excellent question. when we think about forecasts that we might get from the radio or via TV or even on the app that you might have on your smartphone, those forecasts are being generated by complex mathematical models that we call numerical models. And these models are designed to simulate the atmosphere forward in time to provide that forecast. And in the United States, we love to talk about the weather. However, here in the U.S. and places like Europe, these numerical models have allowed us to really improve the forecast over the last several decades. However, now, in other parts of the world, they still need improved weather forecasts.
Okay, so now to take what the normal situation, I have a couple of these apps on my phone, and I use them. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So especially in the good weather months, I got to know hour by hour, and I get frustrated, and I need to be able to plan ahead more than a few days. I get very frustrated, although lately I noticed this year the hour by hours have been much more accurate, but it's hard for me to plan because the weather seems to be changing more quickly, and it's hard to get a good long-range forecast. Is that just because of the facilities that are available to get the info, or is the climate itself changing so it's hard to really predict using what you called the models?
Well, I think the key here to improved forecast, we tend to think about forecasting from three different perspectives: observations, computer power, and the models themselves that we use, those numerical models. And so what we are doing as scientists in the private sector, as well in academics, in government, we are looking at how do we continue to advance in each one of these different areas. We need good observations because in order to know what's going to happen in the future, you have to know what's happening right now. We need to continue to expand our computational power to allow these models to run quicker and to run out longer in those longer lead times, which you're getting at. And then finally, we will continue to enhance the models themselves to fully capture what's going on in the atmosphere. So while we have improved, we continue to look to improve even more as we move into the future.
So do you sell this technology to the Weather Channel, let's say, or to the very AccuWeather or the local channels and radio folks? What's the market for this?
Well, really, when we talk about the weather data that we are producing, we provide those data via the Weather Channel app or Weather Underground app, or you can go to weather.com to get these forecasts and even these enhanced forecasts that are coming from IBM Graph, this new modeling system. But we also work with different businesses around the world to provide this information to them to allow them to enhance their operations. For example, in the aviation industry, pilots now will have enhanced information to allow them to reroute around weather such as thunderstorms or turbulence, allowing them to save costs in terms of fuel and providing a better ride for the passengers in the back of the aircraft. And as you can see, not only aviation, but agriculture and other businesses really need weather data.
Yep, I think there's a convergence of so much data and information these days because of computers. All right, if you want to find out more, why don't you go to Weather Channel? It's not that. It's just weather.com, weather.com, to see this new system and how it works and sign up. I'm going to go there and sign up. I want to get the weather forecast as accurately as I can. Dr. Kevin Petty here from IBM.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's another iconic movie theme. Most everybody knows as soon as you hit four notes of this thing, and you know it's the theme from Beverly Hills Cop. Joining us now is Chuck Curry, our movie man, on Movie Moments on the VJV program. So, the latest news, there is a remake of, or an update, what is it, Beverly Hills Cop 4. Wouldn't that be the fourth one?
That would be right. Yep.
Yeah. Eddie Murray is, Murphy is on board. So, what are they going to do? There's something that's changed, I know, in the way they're going to present this. So what's the scoop?
Well, much to my surprise yesterday, it was announced that Paramount Pictures, I guess, has sold the rights to Netflix to produce the fourth entry in the Beverly Hills Cop franchise. This was speculated for a very long time that they were going to do this film. It sort of materialized a lot more in the last few months, but Eddie Murphy, who is making a big career resurgence. He currently has a movie on Netflix titled Dolomite Is My Name. It's a comedy. It's getting great reviews. I have not seen it as yet, but I know a few people have and said it was very funny. He's also filming currently Coming to America 2, which is going to be, that one's going to be a theatrical release. But I don't know. I'm very mixed. I'm happy they're going to do finally, many years after the fact, a fourth entry in this franchise, because I think the original Beverly Hills Cop was a great movie, one of the great audience participation films of all time. I remember seeing that movie like 8 or 10 times in a movie theater back in 1984. It was a great time. It's a great character for Eddie Murphy. But the reality of the climate, and we talk about this all the time, Doug, how the industry is changing, not today, but it's changed before our eyes, to have these massive, big, what would normally call popcorn, tentpole blockbuster type films, not going to be playing in a movie theater, but on the comfort of one's own home on Netflix. I have a hard time wrapping my brain around all this stuff, but that's the way it is.
I want to see these movies on a big theater screen. I don't want to see them on my 26-inch or 56-inch or whatever it is screen at home. Loses too much. There's something about the experience of going to the movies. Maybe it's being lost on the younger generations, but because they're so attached to their devices. Netflix isn't stupid. They know what the business is all about. But for me, I probably will never see this new Beverly Hills Cop movie. Because even if I have Netflix, it's not something that I'd be gravitating. I'd want to go to the get my car, drive to the movies, and see the movies. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting also the more Netflix produces high-quality stuff. Even like we talked about this for the last few weeks, The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's 180-plus million-dollar gangster epic, which is in a handful of theaters but really not registering much among the public consciousness, that will play on Netflix soon. How will this be an Oscar player, and do Netflix movies that barely play in a movie theater deserve consideration in terms of Oscar nominations? It's going to be really interesting how this all plays out going forward, but there's really not much me or you could do about it other than the fact that we decide whether we want to watch it or not, but it is really perplexing. One other thing on Eddie Murphy, I was reading yesterday, some people are speculating that even though the Oscars went hostless last year, they say they're going to go hostless this year, but they maybe might reconsider and either consider maybe re-asking Kevin Hart to do it, or maybe Eddie Murphy, who is trying to make a big career comeback. He's also reportedly been offered like $100 million to do a stand-up act on Netflix also. So, it's a lot of money for like two stand-up concerts. They're going to pay him like $100 million. Incredible. But it appears, you know, once these actors or actresses get a deal with these streaming networks that pay so much money, they don't really care if they do theatrical work. The paychecks are huge. So
Here's somebody that does care about theatrical work, and that's The Rock. I don't see him making a big deal. He likes the public. The public likes him in the way that he's presented. So now he's going to do something next year for release in 2021 called Black Adam, a standalone film. Black Adam was a bad guy in the Marvel comics in the 40s.
Yeah, I think he's in the Shazam universe. I don't think it's a Marvel property. So Warner Brothers produced the Shazam movie last year. It's a pretty entertaining movie. Did pretty decent at the box office. So if they make this Black Adam movie with The Rock, I guess they'll just spin it off into a further installment with the character of Shazam. But Dwayne Johnson continues to have he gets to pick pretty much anything he wants to do that's presented to him. So it's been a tremendous career run in the last 10 years for him. Good for him. He appears to be a really nice guy.
Yep. All right. So we have how many movies coming out? I know Charlie's
Three movies. Charlie's Angels with the headline by Christian Stewart. Pretty good reviews. The Good Liar with Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen, and Ford vs. Ferrari, which is expected to be the number one film at the box office. Matt Neiman, Christian. Yeah. Three good movies,
Yep. Thanks, Chucker.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.